Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Halimu, comes another very important attribute and a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Azimu. Al-Azimu, the root words of the word Azim is Ayn, Za and Mim. Ayn, Za and Mim. The word Azim, when we refer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has many meanings. Al-Azim means the Almighty. Azim means the Almighty. That Allah is the one who is the Mighty One, the Almighty. Al-Azim also means that Allah is the greatest. Al-Azim also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Al-Azim also means that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who deserves the attribute of complete, perfect exaltment. And so many meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if we keep it simple, Al-Azim actually means the Almighty, something that we need to remember. Now, what is very important is that this attribute, Al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it in one very important section of the Quran. It is found in one very famous and very important verse of the Quran. So I'm sure many of the brothers will know. Where is Al-Azim? In which ayat is Al-Azim? Jazakallah, my Ayatul Kursi. What, Mr. Omar? Ayatul Kursi. Jazakallah. Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. Of course, the word Azim, you'll find that word is mentioned in the Quran to describe many things. But when we refer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing His attribute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this sifat of His attribute in one of the most important verses of the Quran, which is Ayatul Kursi in Suratul Baqarah. In the Mu'atta, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ubay bin Ka'ab. Ubay bin Ka'ab was the master in reciting the Quran and understanding the Quran, a great qari of the Quran. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O Ubay, tell me, which is the greatest verse of the Quran? Which is the greatest verse of the Quran?" And so Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala an, out of respect and adab, he said, "O Nabi of Allah, Allah and His Rasul know best. This knowledge is with Allah and His Messenger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned him again. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the same question forward several times, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala and then said, O Nabi of Allah, the most powerful ayat, verse of the Quran is Ayatul Kursi. When he gave this answer, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a full smile to him and said to him, لِيَهْنِكَ أَبَا الْمُنْزِرِ لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمُ أَبَا الْمُنْزِرِ لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمُ أَبَا الْمُنْزِرِ Mubarak, congratulations to you of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You have been given great knowledge of the Quran. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that this ayah, إِنَّ لَهُ لِسَانٌ إِنَّ لَهَا لِسَانٌ وَشَفَتَيْنِ That this ayah, Ayatul Kursi, Allah has given it a tongue and two lips, and it is engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. It is glorifying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, even now, until the day of Qiyamah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned its location. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عِنْدَ سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ عِنْدَ سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ That close to one side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where the Ayatul Kursi is set and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so really the most powerful ayah of the Quran, in fact one can say it is farz for every Muslim, man or a woman, to have memorized Ayatul Kursi. Really it is nothing but mahrumi, but this man has been deprived of great virtue and honor if he does not know Ayatul Kursi. A man should know Ayatul Kursi like he knows Suratul Fatiha, like he knows Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas, the last verses of Surah Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi. The chapters of the Quran like Yasin Sharif, Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda, certain verses of Surah Kahf related to Yawmul Jumu'ah. But Ayatul Kursi is a must. Everyone must actually memorize the entire ayat. It is one ayat in Surah Baqarah. It is so powerful. Ulama have mentioned that it is the greatest weapon that Allah has given to the people of Iman. The most powerful weapon that Allah has given to the people of Iman is Ayatul Kursi. It comes in the hadith that if there is a shaitan, a jinn in the house troubling people, and if all the family members decide to do wird, recitation of Ayatul Kursi, continuously for many days, this shaitan has no choice but to leave. There is no place for him in that house, in that property. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, and he says that once a young man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, O Nabi of Allah, give me something that will benefit me. Give me something that will benefit me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite Ayatul Kursi. This will protect you, it will protect your children, it will protect your home, and it will also give protection to your entire neighborhood, to the houses that are neighboring you. You have read Ayatul Kursi, the power of it is such that it is going to assist also the people to your right and the people to your left. This Wi-Fi system is open, you can't lock it. You know, sometimes you'll find that the neighbors want to use your Wi-Fi. You are paying for it, they want to use. But Allah is very merciful. If your neighbors are Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves that connection open. The connection of Ayatul Gursi goes to the entire neighborhood. To your right and to your left it goes. The barakat of Subhanallah Ayatul Kursi. And the reason why I'm talking about Ayatul Kursi is because this very beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Azeemu, is in Ayatul Kursi. In fact, it seals and ends Ayatul Kursi. The very last word, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ عَظِيمُ in Ayatul Kursi. The very famous hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I've said it many a times. Any man who gets into the habit of reading Ayatul Kursi immediately after Fajr namaz, after Zuhr namaz, after Asr namaz, after Maghrib namaz, after Isha namaz, then nothing is stopping him entry into Jannah but only the fact that he is still alive. There's nothing stopping him. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How simple it is. Ayatul Kursi, get into the habit, my respected brothers. Ye momin ka hathiyar hai. It is a shield, very, very powerful. In fact, there are two things. One is Ayatul Kursi, and one is the dua when you go to the toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. It is a must. It is a must. If you want to free yourself from the wasavis of shaitan, from the influence of shaitan, from shaitan getting inside you and troubling you, from shaitan troubling the women at home, then get them to read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. Allahumma, teach your children, explain to them, did you read the dua, beta, going to the toilet, before going to the toilet, did you read this dua? And if you don't read this dua, the shaitan is actually having a look at your entire body, which includes your private parts. He has access to everything. Everything he has access to. That is why you will find that those who are the kuffar, disbelievers who don't have iman, they are sometimes trapped and their hearts are sealed. Why? It's very difficult to break away. Very difficult to break away. Because it is all filth upon filth. When you go inside, you have no understanding of protecting yourself anyway. And therefore, that is the office of the shayateen. That is the office of the shayateen. That is the markaz of the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Ameen. And also for the mothers and sisters that are listening at home, a lot of the times when you eat food and then you have the leftover, the bones, kya hai? The bones. Chicken, and what else? T-bone. What is it? T-bone. And what are the bones? Are they mushtaq? Steak. T-bone. These bones that are there is actually the food for the jinns. What are they? Food for the jinns. And so make sure you dispose of it properly. Make sure you dispose of it properly. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter puts meat again on the bone. And this is food for the shayateen, for the jinns. There are certain things that we need to do. Ayatul Kursi is the most powerful, powerful verse of the Quran. We should be reading it 20, 30, 40 times a day. Get into the habit of reading Ayatul Kursi all the time. Very, very important. Allah's Nabi has said, a man who reads Ayatul Kursi in the morning, he has complete protection of Allah until the evening. The one who reads in the evening, he has complete protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the morning. But understand the message of Ayatul Kursi. Understand the contents of Ayatul Kursi. What is Ayatul Kursi? And what makes Ayatul Kursi so powerful? That it is the greatest ayah of the Quran. Subhanallah. A great miracle. And so, if I can just ask Omar, if you sit that side and just show it to the people, so I can also have a look. No, 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 you'll have to sit down, by you'll get tired. I said, Karezara, that's it. And so, Ayatul Kursi has got 9 parts to it. How many parts are there? 9 sentences. Ayatul Kursi has got 9 sentences. It's one ayat, but into 9 parts. It's got 9 sentences. So the first sentence is, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. The second sentence is, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. The third is, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. The fourth is, man dhaladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnih. And the fifth is, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And the sixth is, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. And then number 7, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And then number 8, وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْزُهُمَا. And then finally number 9, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Ayatul Kursi, the way it starts, it's got an incredible way of starting. Subhanallah. Ulama have mentioned that there are certain names in Ayatul Kursi which are considered as Isme-Azam. What are they considered as? Isme-Azam. And Isme-Azam means that whatever dua you make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Look how Ayatul Kursi starts. Look at the first sentence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Allah with His name. Allah, la ilaha. There is no God but Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has His two main attributes. In the first sentence we have the two main attributes of Allah. Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum. Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am the most powerful. Why? Because I am Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Who can give you protection? Everything in this world has got an expiry date. Has got a date of extinction. It will. Everything is of fana. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything is of fana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, trust Allah. Why? I am Al-Hayy, the ever-living, always. There is no beginning of Allah, there is no ending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Qayyum. What does Al-Qayyum mean? Al-Qayyum means the self-existing. Allah is self-existing, self-sufficient. And Al-Qayyum means that Allah suffices for the needs of everything in His creation. So Allah is self-existing, self-sufficient, and He is enough for the needs for everything in His creation. That is Al-Qayyum. And so subhanallah, look at the miraculous nature of how the ayats of the Quran are set. Actually, I'm sure many of you will agree that the job of a security man is a difficult job. A security guard, that is quite a difficult job. Maybe not so much in this country, but in certain parts of the world, if you are a security guard, you have to be on your toes and feet all the time. It's a difficult job. Sometimes you have to stay awake all night, security guard, patrolling. Sometimes he's in front of CCTV cameras, watching, making sure everything is alright, everything is running perfect. And if you're doing night duty, some of you are actually doing night duty right now because your eyes are drowsy. Shaitan is saying, so jao bhai. Go to sleep now because this is a bombshell on me. So go to sleep now. Now generally what happens, when you are tired, what happens? Insan will want to go to sleep. Even if he's a security guard, because he's a human being, that deficiency is in him, that maybe he will take on some snooze, slumber, some drowsiness, and then he'll wake up again. And then the second stage is that he'll fall asleep. Imam Sahib, when he's doing khutbah Friday, Alhamdulillah, illazi aliyah, people are sleeping. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let me protect you. Let me protect you. Why? I am al-hay, I am al-kayyum, the ever-living, and I am the one who gives everything to everybody. I fulfill the needs of everyone in the creation. I am self-sufficient. And then Allah is saying, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no slumber, no sleep seizes him. For Allah there is no snooze, and for Allah there is no sleep. This is what Allah is saying. You pray Ayatul Kursi and you go to sleep. You pray Ayatul Kursi and you go to sleep. Because that Allah is protecting you who does not sleep. That Allah is protecting you who is not like an insan. Hum kehte na zara jhonka aa jaye. Kya hai? Jhonka. Bit of slumber. That Allah is protecting you. Now if you have a look at the setting of the ayats of the Quran, it is incredible. The first sentence is connected with sentence number 9. This is the miraculous nature of the Quran. The first is connected with the last. So in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two of His names. That He is Al-Hay, that He is Al-Qayyum. And then the first sentence is connected with the last.